Welcome to the BritishBattles.com podcast on the Battle of the Crossing of the Douro, the battle, also known as the Second Battle of Oporto, that saw Sir Arthur Wellesley's, later the Duke of Wellington, successful passage of the River Douro at Oporto in Portugal on 12th May 1809 during the Peninsular War, forcing Marshal Soult's French army into headlong and disastrous retreat to Spain. My name is John Mackenzie. I am the editor of BritishBattles.com. I write the text for the entries in BritishBattles.com. I also select the illustrations and draft the maps under my nom de carte of John Fawkes. I would invite you to look at the battle site at www.britishbattles.com/peninsula-war/battle-of-the-Douro, where you will see a number of illustrations and a map. I hope you enjoy this podcast, and I invite you to send me your comments on info@britishbattles.com. The Battle of the Douro was fought at Oporto in northern Portugal, the British and the Portuguese against the French. Lieutenant General Sir Arthur Wellesley commanded the British and Portuguese army, while Marshal Soult commanded the French army. The British and Portuguese army comprised 18,000 troops and 24 guns. The French army comprised 20,000 troops, two-thirds of whom were with Marshal Soult in Oporto, the rest being with General Loison. You will see Wellesley's order of battle and the British regiments on the British Battles website. Following the evacuation of the British army from Corunna to England and the death of Sir John Moore on 16th January 1809, a small British force remained in Lisbon. On 22nd April 1809, Sir Arthur Wellesley, vindicated by the official inquiry into the Convention of Sintra following the Battle of Vimeiro, arrived in Lisbon and, 2 days later, took over command of the British army in the Portuguese capital from Sir John Cradock. Wellesley was immediately concerned with two French armies, Marshal Victor's army at Mérida in Spain, near the Portuguese border at Badajoz, and Marshal Soult's army, occupying the northern Portuguese city of Oporto on the north bank of the River Douro. Wellesley decided to attack Soult while leaving a force in Lisbon to confront Victor, should he advance into southern Portugal. On 27th April 1809, Wellesley gave orders for the concentration at Coimbra, halfway between Lisbon and Oporto, between 30th April and 4th May 1809, of one brigade of cavalry, 8 brigades of infantry, 5 batteries of artillery, and 6,000 Portuguese troops. On 4th May 1809, Wellesley reached Coimbra, where he reorganized his army. News reached Wellesley on that day that the Portuguese commander, Silveira, had been defeated, ruling out, for the moment, the cutting of Soult's line of retreat through Amarante, east of Oporto. Wellesley dispatched Beresford, the new British commander of the Portuguese army, on 6th May 1809, to join Silveira at Lamego, with instructions to prevent Soult from crossing the River Douro and marching east, once defeated by Wellesley's army. On 6th May 1809, Wellesley met with a French officer, Captain Argenton, who was masterminding a conspiracy against Soult. Argenton had little to say that was of interest to Wellesley, and was sent on his way, with precautions taken to avoid him seeing the size or preparations of the army. On the following day, Wellesley's advance guard marched north from Coimbra towards Oporto. The advance guard paused on 8th May 1809 and continued its march the next day, followed by Cotton's cavalry and Stuart's and Murray's infantry brigades, with the aim of taking Franceschi's Dragoon Division by surprise at Albergaria Nova, just beyond the halfway point to Oporto. In the meantime, Hill's brigade, marching on a more western route, and conveyed by boats through the marshland between Aveiro and Ovar, was to surprise the French further north on the main Oporto road, after which Hill was to combine with Cotton and storm the main bridge across the river Douro opposite the city of Oporto. Cotton's cavalry arrived at Albergaria Nova at dawn on 10th May 1809. The French cavalry under Franceschi appeared to be taken by surprise, but being supported by a regiment of infantry and a battery of horse artillery, Cotton was deterred from an attack until his supporting infantry came up. Due to difficulties suffered by Stuart's brigade with its artillery transport, the first troops to come up with Cotton's cavalry were Trent's Portuguese troops. On seeing the Portuguese, Franceschi withdrew northwards, leaving two squadrons of cavalry to cover his retreat. These two squadrons were charged by the 16th Light Dragoons, but escaped with little loss. The British halted at Oliveira, leaving Franceschi free to continue his march and join Mermet's infantry division on the heights of Grijo. Hill arrived at Ovar by boat, but found that Franceschi was formed up on the road and not susceptible to attack. Mermet sent a force to confront Hill, and some skirmishing took place until Franceschi retired and Cotton's cavalry came up, at which the French infantry also fell back to the heights of Grijo. Wellesley now had 1,500 cavalry and 7,000 infantry, comprising Paget's division and Hill's brigade, facing the French force at Grijo of 1,200 cavalry and 4,000 infantry. In the early hours of 11th May 1809, Hill's brigade marched north up the main road to Oporto, passed the French positions to the west of the road, while Wellesley advanced to the attack against the French situated on the heights of Grijo. Wellesley's attack was made in the afternoon of 11th May 1809 by the light companies of Stuart's brigade, but they came up against stiff resistance and could make little headway against the French. Wellesley dispatched the 16th Portuguese Regiment to outflank the French on the left, and the King's German Legion around the right flank, while the remainder of Stuart's brigade and the cavalry reinforced the attack by the light companies. Merle reacted promptly, beginning a hasty retreat, with the 31st Light Infantry acting as rearguard. Wellesley permitted his adjutant general, Charles Stuart, to attack the French rearguard with two squadrons of cavalry, one from each of the 16th and 20th Light Dragoons. Stuart's dragoons advanced in single file along a narrow lane and, on coming up with the French rearguard, charged them, at which the French troops took to their heels. Around 100 of the French light infantrymen were taken prisoner, the remainder escaping. Hill's attempt to cut off the French retreat from the heights of Grijo came to nothing, as Hill's approach route became muddled with trance, delaying both forces and permitting the French to pass through and cross the river Douro into Oporto. Once the divisions of Mermet and Franceschi were across the river, Soult ordered the bridge of boats to be destroyed. The British force spent the night of 11th May 1809 in the French tents erected on the heights of Grijo. British and Portuguese casualties in the battle were a little over 100 men, while the French casualties were around 200. Argenton, the leader of the conspiracy against Soult, who had met with Wellesley, was reported to Soult by one of the officers Argenton attempted to suborn. Against an offer of amnesty, Argenton told Soult all he knew. This was enough to warn Soult that Wellesley was advancing on him with a stronger army than his own, and that he must retreat to Spain through the Tras Os Montes mountain range with all haste. The first step was to order General Loison to hold the bridge across the river Tamega, a tributary of the Douro, at Amarante at all costs. As it was clear that his army would have to stay in Oporto until the 12th May 1809, Soult ordered all boats on the Douro, in the vicinity of Oporto, to be moved to the north bank to remove from Wellesley the means of crossing the river. Soult ordered his cavalry to patrol the area between Oporto and the sea, in case Hill's brigade brought the boats they had used on their journey up the coast from Aveiro to Ovar to cross the estuary. Soult lodged his 11,000 infantry in the city in good quarters and took up residence in a house looking out to the west of Oporto. It is clear that Soult's focus was on the area between Oporto and the Atlantic Ocean, neglecting the river upstream of the city. At 2 a.m. on the 12th May 1809, a loud explosion announced the destruction of the bridge of boats across the river Douro, opposite the centre of Oporto. Wellesley's army, woken by the explosion, paraded and marched to Villa Nova, a suburb of the city on the south bank of the Douro, where they occupied the narrow streets and massed behind the Serra Convent, positioned on a hill overlooking the river at the eastern end of the town. Soult, looking to the west, seemed unaware of the presence of Wellesley's army in Villa Nova. Mermet's division left the city, escorting the sick and wounded and the reserve artillery, marching along the road heading east towards Amarante. On the north bank of the River Douro, standing apart from and to the east of the city, was the Bishop's Seminary, a large unfinished building surrounded by a high square wall. A gate in the north wall of the seminary opened onto a path to the Valongo Road, heading east from Oporto. The Serra Convent overlooked the seminary from the south bank of the River Douro, enabling the British to see that there were no French troops in the area of the seminary and to bring guns to bear on the north bank. One of the British officers searching for boats with which to cross the river, Colonel Waters, was pointed by Portuguese residents to four large unguarded barges moored on the north bank. Waters crossed the river with some of the Portuguese in a skiff and brought the four barges back to the south bank without being observed by the French. On his journey to the north bank, Waters conducted a cursory inspection of the seminary, confirming it to be unoccupied by any French troops. Waters reported to Wellington, who commented, "Well, let the men cross." The 3rd Regiment, the Buffs, were transported across the River Douro in the four barges, a company at a time, occupying the seminary, closing the gates in the north wall, and fortifying the perimeter wall. On the third trip across the river, shots were fired by the French, who had woken up to the movement of redcoats. Earlier, several officers of Mermet's division, marching along the road to Valongo, noticed the traffic on the river and reported it to Mermet, who refused to credit the reports and continued on his march to the east without taking any action. General Foy, riding along the river at around 10:30 a.m., was informed that the British were crossing the river and rode off to position a battery on the heights overlooking the seminary and bring up the nearest French regiment, the 17th Light, to attack the seminary and drive out the British troops. Foy sent a staff officer to report the British crossing to Soult, who ordered Foy to hold the eastern corner of the city until Soult could bring up a force to drive the British back into the river. At around 11:30 a.m., the 17th Light was able to begin its attack on the Buffs in the seminary, and French guns came down to the bank of the river to fire on the barges that were continuing to bring British infantry across. The British guns positioned around the Serra Convent opened fire on the French guns from their elevated position and, firing shrapnel, quickly disabled many of the French gunners and horses and the infantry attacking the seminary, driving the French to take cover in the neighbouring buildings. In addition, the British infantry, firing from their positions on the seminary walls, took a heavy toll of the French infantry attempting to storm the compound. General Paget, supervising the operation on the north bank, was disabled by a severe arm injury, leaving General Hill in command. All the while, the four barges were plying across the river, rowed by British troops and Portuguese civilians, bringing across the 48th and 66th regiments from Hill's brigade to join their comrades of the Buffs. General de la Borde took over the French assault on the seminary, launching the 70th of the line against the defences, but the 70th was beaten back with considerable loss. At the beginning of the battle, Regnault's brigade was stationed on the Oporto waterfront, keeping the city's population away from the river. Soult directed General Regnault to take his brigade and join the attack on the seminary. On Regnault's departure, the citizens of Oporto launched the boats secured by the French army to the north shore, rowed them across to Wellesley's waiting troops, and brought them back to the city. The first over the river were Stuart's brigade, led by the 29th Regiment, followed by the Foot Guards. The 29th hurried through the streets of Oporto and out onto the Amarante road to the northeast, where they caught up with the rear of Soult's retreating army, opening fire on the French troops. In their haste, the French abandoned a full battery of guns to the pursuing British. The British, emerging from Oporto, came up on the flank of the French troops attacking the seminary, who joined their comrades on the road to Amarante. Ordering a full retreat, Marshal Soult positioned a rearguard on the heights along the road, but these troops were soon forced to join their comrades in the hurried march away from Oporto towards the distant Spanish border. When Wellesley authorised Colonel Waters to begin the transport of Hill's brigade across the river, he ordered General Murray to move a further 2 miles upstream with his two squadrons of the 14th Light Dragoons, two guns, the 1st Line Battalion of the King's German Legion, and all the KGL riflemen, and cross the River Douro at Avintes. Murray took some time to convey his troops across the Avintes ferry, damaged as it was, and marched to the top of a ridge that overlooked the Valongo and Amarante roads, leading to the east and northeast. The French army, in considerable disorder, was streaming along the roads away from Oporto, beneath Murray's position on the ridge. It would seem likely that Wellesley intended Murray to interfere with Soult's retreat. Murray, however, took no action, looking down from the ridge on the passing French army, which Fortescue describes as being a mere disorderly mob, apparently without even his guns opening fire. The French army passed Murray's position, followed by the 1st British Infantry Regiments from Oporto. General Charles Stuart, the Adjutant General, arrived with a message from Wellesley for Murray. Stuart, himself a cavalry officer, appropriated one squadron of Murray's 14th Light Dragoons, led them down onto the road, and set off after the French column at the gallop. For the first 2 miles, Stuart was compelled to force his way through the British infantry, marching in the same direction in pursuit of Soult's army. Generals Foy and de la Borde, seeing the cloud of dust in the distance, anticipated they were about to be attacked by cavalry and formed the French rearguard across the road in close formation, placing men behind the walls on either side of the road for some distance. Stuart led his light dragoons in the charge against the French rearguard, which broke and fled. 300 French infantrymen were captured by the single squadron of 14th Light Dragoons, which cannot have numbered more than 150 men. From the British squadron, 3 of the 4 officers were wounded, 10 men killed, and 11 severely wounded, mostly from the leading troop of 40 men. With such a haul of prisoners and the number of their own casualties, Stuart's squadron was forced to await the arrival of the British infantry. The infantry continued the pursuit until nightfall, when Wellesley called a halt. British casualties are described by Fortescue as trifling. 23 soldiers killed, with 3 officers and 95 soldiers wounded. French casualties at the Battle of the Douro were around 300 killed and wounded, and another 300 made prisoner, mainly by Stuart's squadron of the 14th Light Dragoons at the end of the battle. A further 1,000 French hospital patients were taken prisoner when Wellesley marched into Oporto. The night of the 12th May 1809 was spent bringing British troops, artillery and baggage across the River Douro into Oporto. Wellesley's expectation was that Soult would withdraw to Spain by the eastern route. Murray's brigade was ordered to march to Valongo, followed by the rest of the British infantry. On 12th May 1809, Silveira, the Portuguese commander acting under Beresford, captured the river crossing at Amarante from Loison, ruling out a retreat by the French army to Spain by the eastern route. On 13th May 1809, Soult destroyed his artillery and stores and began a retreat to the north. During this retreat, pursued by Wellesley and Beresford, Soult's army reached the town of Salamonde. The bridge in the town, known as the Ponte Nova, was partially destroyed and held by Portuguese militia. Soult sent for Major Dulong of the 31st Light Infantry and ordered him to take the bridge. With volunteers from his regiment, Dulong, under cover of darkness, crept over the remaining beam, surprised the militia and captured the bridge, which was, the next morning, sufficiently repaired to allow the French army to cross. In the meantime, the French rearguard was attacked by the British foot guards and forced back. During the night, the British guns opened fire on the French troops, filing across the damaged bridge. Once morning came, it was seen that hundreds of French soldiers had been swept off the bridge into the deep gully beneath. Later, on 16th May 1809, the French army reached the river Miserella to find the bridge, known as the Saltador, held by Portuguese levies. Again, Major Dulong was given the task of taking the bridge, which he did, although wounded in the attack. Soult's army of 20,000 men reached Lugo in northern Spain on 23rd May 1809, having lost all its guns and equipment and in a state of destitution, suffering 6,000 casualties on the journey. It took many months to recover. The weather during these operations was atrocious, with almost constant rain for several days. The Battle of the Douro was not a clasp on the Military General Service Medal 1848, but is a British battle honour for the following regiments: the 14th Light Dragoons, the 3rd Buffs, and the 48th and 66th Regiments. Fortescue says of the Battle of the Douro, "To effect a surprise in broad daylight, to force the passage of a deep and rapid river, in the face of a veteran enemy, with, at the outset, no more than a single boat, is an action that demands no ordinary measure of insight, nerve, and audacity in a commander." As to Soult and his officers at large, it can only be said that their carelessness in the matter of watching the river and the boats was extraordinary. But the truth was that he despised his enemy, as indeed did every one of his brethren and the great emperor himself, until convinced by bitter experience of the error. One of the steps taken by Wellesley at Coimbra was to attach one company of the 5th 60th Rifles to each brigade to strengthen the skirmisher element. Wellesley was fully aware of the part played by voltigeurs and tirailleurs in the French attack and how effective they could be against troops standing in formation. Wellesley intended that the British riflemen and battalion light companies should give the French a taste of their own medicine. Marshal Soult's apparent ambition to establish himself as the ruler of northern Portugal caused a number of French officers under his command to conspire against him. One of these officers, Captain Argenton, met Wellesley twice, the second time during the march to Oporto. On his return, Soult had Argenton arrested and the conspiracy collapsed. Argenton escaped to England, but on a clandestine visit to his family in France in December 1809, he was recognised, arrested, tried by court-martial and shot. The French were taken by surprise by the advance of Wellesley's army to Oporto. Trant, after visiting the French lines under a flag of truce, reported that the French had no idea of the British being at hand and that they discounted reports that British reinforcements had arrived at Lisbon. Sir Arthur Wellesley, later the Duke of Wellington, considered the Douro one of his most successful battles and adopted Douro as part of his title. He forced a French army, of the same strength as his own, to abandon its strong position behind a river barrier, the Douro, and retreat out of Portugal into Spain, losing all its heavy equipment and suffering substantial casualties, with trifling losses to his own troops. The Portuguese who brought the boats over the River Douro, used to ferry the 3rd Buffs and the rest of the British 4th Brigade, were led by the local barber. Lieutenant General Edward Paget, commanding the 2nd Division, crossed the River Douro with the 3rd Buffs and suffered a severe wound during the French attack on the seminary, leading to the amputation of his arm. The first party of the Buffs across the River Douro comprised 25 soldiers of the Light Company, led by Captain Charles Cameron, later to command the battalion. Cameron fought through the Peninsula campaign and was wounded 4 times. Captain Peter Hawker commanded the squadron of the 14th Light Dragoons, led by General Stuart in the attack on the rearguard of Soult's retreating army, receiving a slight wound. Hawker was severely wounded at the Battle of Talavera and forced to leave the army. Hawker published his journal of the campaign, Journal of a Regimental Officer, during the recent campaign in Portugal and Spain under Lord Viscount Wellington, and after leaving the army wrote books on shooting. The Buffs petitioned the Prince Regent to be permitted to emblazon Douro on their colours and regimental distinctions. This was finally permitted and was the beginning of the battle honours system, whereby regiments were permitted to display on their colours the names of specified battles in which they took part. Major Dulong, the French officer who forced the bridges at Salamonde and over the river Miserella, with volunteers from his regiment, the 31st Light, served in the French army until 1815, rising to the rank of general, receiving the award of Grand Officer of the Légion d'Honneur, fighting at many battles and being several times wounded. That is the end of this podcast on the Battle of the River Douro. For references on the battle, see the extensive list of references given at the end of the British Battles Peninsular War Index at www.britishbattles.com/peninsula-war. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast, and I thank you for listening. I would invite you to look at the British Battles website on the Battle of the Douro at www.britishbattles.com/peninsula-war/battle-of-the-Douro. There you will find pictures of the battle, portraits of the commanders, images of the regiments that took part, and the commemorative medals, and my map of the battle. My next podcast is the Battle of Talavera, the British victory south of Madrid on 28th July 1809 over Joseph Bonaparte, the king imposed on Spain by the Emperor Napoleon, and his French army in the Peninsular War.